It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. The option is back, baby! We are back with NFL.
We're back!
Let's go. We're back and better than ever. And you can play along with us too. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up today. Invite your friends. It's an open enrollment. Let's play and let's go. No buys. It's week one. Let's get down to business. Thursday, September 5th, the Baltimore Ravens go into Arrowhead to take on the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
I am taking the Ravens over the Chiefs.
We are in agreement. Fool me once, shame on you. And they did the exact same thing last year with the Lions.
Yeah. They don't open up very well.
They do not open up very well. And this might be the game where Lamar actually outplays Patrick Mahomes. Friday night lights in Brazil. From Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo. The Green Bay Packers at the nominal home team of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going with the Packers. Go, Pack, go.
I am going to take the Eagles. I don't know. I just think that they're a little too much for the Pack, and they're going to send their presence with authority. Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Pittsburgh Steelers go into Hotlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons? Oh!
I like that. They better friggin' win. If they're starting Russell Wilson, the Steelers are starting Russell Wilson. They have no wideouts to speak of. The Falcons are loaded. Allegedly. Let's see Kirk Cousins do some of that Kirk Cousins shit. The Arizona Cardinals go into Orchard Park to take on the Buffalo Bills.
The Cards.
Really? Interesting.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Bills. I think that Josh Allen is going to outplay Kyler Murray, and at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. The Tennessee Titans go into Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears.
Bears better win.
0-14-1. So that is the record of rookie quarterbacks making their first NFL start. Since 2000. 0-14-1. So Caleb Williams better fucking break that trend. You better ball out. I'm taking the Bears. You kind of have to. The Titans got nothing. You got Levis. You got Tony Pollard. No thanks. No thank you. Absolutely not. The New England Patriots go into Cincinnati to take on the Bengals.
I am taking the Bengals. It's a laugher.
Yeah, it's bad. Jacoby Brissett starting. Over under one quarter of play for Drake May.
No. I am going under.
Brissett takes the whole beating. I'm taking the Bengals too. It's not going to be pretty. That is going to be a game they cut away from on CBS. It's like, no. Just go watch something else. We're just going to put something else on TV. The Houston Texans go into Indianapolis to take on the Colts.
Texans.
Same. Anthony Richardson's probably going to play well. Not enough to beat CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. the Jacksonville Jaguars go into Miami to take on the Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
I'm taking the Jags. Dolphins are a little banged up right now, and this is the kind of game they lose. This is the kind of game the Dolphins usually lose, when there's absolutely no expectations, and they're just going to get out hot. Oops. Let's see what Trevor Lawrence can do and see if he can live up to the hype. Because right now he's just meh. Speaking of meh, the Carolina Panthers go into the Big Easy to take on the New Orleans Saints.
Saints.
They better fucking win. The Panthers are just terrible. Panthers are absolutely dog shit. So the Saints better win. The Minnesota Vikings come east to MetLife to take on the New York Football Giants.
The G-Men.
Absolutely. Set the season off right. Announce your presence with authority. G-Men, roll.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The Las Vegas Raiders go to SoFi to take on the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers, too. As much as I like what Antonio Pierce brings to the team, I think Coach Kaki is going to get the job done his first go-round. The Denver Broncos go up north to the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Go Hawks. Although I think Bo Nix is going to play decent. Hawks are just a better team.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys go into the dog pound to take on the Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
Agreed. Defensive struggle. Myles Garrett gonna get to know Dak Prescott intimately. Yeah, here we go. The Commanders go into Tampa Baker to take on the Buccaneers.
The Bucs.
Agreed. Evans, Godwin, Baker. Yeah. Your Sunday night special. The Los Angeles Rams go into the Motor City to take on the Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
Yeah. Lions win. Jared Goff gets one over on them yet again. And your Monday night delight. Thankfully, no Monday doubleheader for week one. That's always nice. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 go to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers.
Pain. I got the 49ers.
CBS Sports has a 10% win probability for the Jets. So it's 90-10. Oh, it's how gracious
so
of
kind.
Them. How gracious of them.
They're so kind.
Yeah. Even without Trent Williams, I don't think Trent Williams is going to play on Monday. Like, he just got in the building. Like, he might. That would be embarrassing, though, if he's able to keep Brock Purdy upright, having not even, like, he just got there. Like, literally, just, I'm here, coach. Get the fuck in the game. What are you doing? But, yeah, it's going to be a long, long day for Mr. Rodgers. Because Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are going to be in his neighborhood. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @ FadeRouteDNZ, or join and play against us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.